Our text for this morning is a portion of the first reading I read you a moment ago from the first chapter of the book of Acts. We read there the following verses. So they put forward two men, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was also called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all men, show which one of these two you have chosen to occupy this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they drew lots for them, and the lot fell to Matthias, and he was added to the 11 apostles. It's an extremely rough experience for anyone to have. We've all had it probably at one time or another, some maybe more than others. That experience of being passed on for a position, whatever that position might be, in favor of someone else. Especially irritating is the fact that sometimes there is nepotism involved in the selection process, the reason why I was passed over. Put forward for a position for which an individual is totally and completely qualified, only to have that position go on to someone else. Such was the lot of Joseph Barsabbas in our text. A man who was obviously qualified for a very distinguished position, the position of one of the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ himself. Now we are told in this first chapter of the book of Acts that Peter, having contemplated words of David from the Psalms, decided that someone from among the followers, we were told there were about 120 of them, you'll remember, had to be chosen to fill that 12th seat amongst the apostles, the seat left vacant by Judas. There had to be 12. And so after considering their number and those who comprised that number, two men were brought forth, their names, and given to the group. Joseph Barsabbas and a fellow by the name of Matthias. Now please note the order in which the names are given here, in which the names were presented. Joseph Barsabbas first, then Matthias. And Joseph obviously fit the bill. The qualifications were the following, as you heard once again from Peter himself. The individual had to be a follower of Jesus Christ from the day of his baptism, from the day of Christ's baptism by John. Not somebody who joined the group later. But that tells us that Joseph was right there on Jesus' baptism day. And right there and then, he became a follower of Jesus Christ. And the other qualification, of course, he had to have been a follower of Jesus Christ right up to the day of ascension, which, as you'll recall, was in the church's calendar this past Thursday. That tells us that Joseph Barsabbas was with Jesus Christ his entire ministry. He was not a late addition. He was not an early leaver. And his nickname is Justus. He had a good reputation, this guy. He was a just individual. He was a good individual. More than likely, he was extremely close to Jesus Christ himself. It's no wonder they put Joseph Barsabbas' name at the top of the list. And I wonder, don't you, what was going through Joseph's mind? I got this in the bag, maybe. Yeah. But as you heard in the story, Joseph was passed on. Now, mind you, keep in mind too, please, this is the second time now that Joseph has been passed over. You recall he was with Jesus from the day of Jesus' baptism. That means that Joseph was more than likely one of the 72 that Jesus sent out to evangelize neighboring towns earlier in his ministry. And it is from that group of 72 that Jesus eventually took his 12. Joseph missed out then. And who was he passed over by? The Lord himself. But now here he is, up for Judas's seat. And he is passed on again. Not by the group. He's passed on once again by the Lord himself. You heard the prayer, Lord, you choose. Here's two names, you tell us, you pick. Just like you did the other 11. And our Lord chose Matthias. It's not an easy experience for anyone. It is the busted ego. It is the end of all the progress an individual thought he or she was making. To lose out to someone else is an awful thing, no matter what it's in. This is the position Joseph finds himself in. But the amazing thing here is we don't find Joseph raising a rumpus. We don't find Joseph yelling 2 out of 3. We don't find Joseph saying, I'm just as qualified, if not more so, than Matthias. We don't find Joseph going out and forming an opposition party. From what we know, Joseph quietly returned home, content that the Lord's will was done. Nobody really knows what became of Joseph Barsabbas. He comes and goes in history right here in the text before us. This man who was qualified to be one of Jesus' 12. But Joseph obviously knew something. Something that we need to be reminded of also in our day-to-day living. When things don't always work out just the way we expect them to or want them to. Joseph obviously knew that our Lord, while passing on him for this position, simply had a quieter, less prominent position for him, in which Joseph could serve him just as well, if not better. You see, after all, we are the Lord's, as Paul says. We are his to use as he sees fit for the furtherance of his kingdom here on earth. And if we are serious about that, our Lord will use us for that purpose. in a way that he knows best. To that, Joseph had to have clung. To that, we cling, knowing that our Lord knows best. That his passing on me for a certain position does not mean he has passed on me. He wants me somewhere else, in another position, and it is there that I will serve him. Oh, Joseph Barsabbas, he's a friend to all of us in his experience, in his reaction to that experience. His message? The church is the Lord's. He always does what is right for it. Amen.